junction where we're going to start all the background and the hakdamas we need in order to try and understand the sugya of why the righteous have to suffer. To do this, we have to go all the way back to understanding why the world was created, etc., etc. Yes, start of the hakdamas. Surah Daf Reish Mem Ha'Histori Yetziras Mokum LeGiloy. The hiddenness allows the creation to be revealed. Rabbi Sainu, as we Ruach HaKadosh Ha'Yfiyah V'Beis Midrashim, Chazal, our rabbis, whose base Midrashim were permeated with Ruach HaKadosh, Gilu Lanu, Ki Tchilas Metziusa Shel Olamayinu Hagashmi. This is a very deep sugi in Kabbalah, and I'm not going into this. This is what's famously known as the Tzimtzum. We're not going to that sugi, but we're going to at least touch on the words that surround it. At the beginning of our creation, of our physical world, Kiyum Ebriyosa Nasa Ba'ifen Shel Heder, came about by a process of hiddenness. Claimer, Musaylam Hi Alama Shel Or Hashem Ha'in Sofi. The existence of this world comes about by Hashem hiding His light. As we said yesterday, because if His light was shining, there's no room for you and me. In the face of an infinite oneness, there's no room for finite little pieces, correct? Oilam, whom Eloshin Helam, the word Oilam, why is this called an Oilam? This world is called an Oilam. Why does Hashem call it an Oilam? Call it something else. It's from the word, from the Loshin Helam, from the word of hidden. Hakosh Bochu, Bekach Mosa El Yoina, Rotze Livro Oilam, Bematera Legalot et Midas Toiva, Verachmanusa. Hakosh Bochu created a world in which he would be able, with the goal, to reveal his midas of goodness and mercy. You can only give to something that is lacking. If someone's not lacking anything, what do you give them? So if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to megala the goodness of giving, the mid of giving, there has to be a situation where there's a chesaron in which he is able to fill. So therefore he has to borrow oilam. Yeah, Rabbi is chesreino. Needs a place where there's imperfection. Means the very perfection of this world is its imperfection. If this world was perfect, there'd be no reason for the world.
No. So when he gives it, filled, and then what?
We'll see. Good question. Excellent question. That's another big sugi in Kabbalah called Nichnas V'Yotzi. You'll see, it goes in and it comes out. The light never goes in and stays in. If it did, it would get frazzled. If the light would go in and stay in, then the kli, which is a finite kli, would just get frazzled and eventually lose its existence as well. That's why the light goes in and out. That's why the Bali Mustafa is very difficult to concentrate. Because the kli is not able to hold the light for longer than today. How many seconds? 2-3 seconds. Today we goldfish, yeah? Do you want to know, it's very easy to find out how long you can hold the thought for. Close your eyes and make up your mind that you're going to count from 1, 2, 3 until an external thought comes into your head. The minute the first external thought comes into your head, stop counting. See what number you got to. You run about 1. And the thought that, hey, I'm not thinking other thoughts, is a thought as well, okay? No, I'm serious. They say that the Reb Chaim Vital in the Nefesh HaChaim in his Pirush on the Vilna Gaon's Hakdama to the Sifra to the Tznesa, which is very esoteric writer, says the Vilna Gaon before his Mimitz is going to make a golem. And to make a golem, you have to be able to concentrate on one name of Hashem. I think he says for 8 hours. Mm-hmm. So that was his power of concentration. My power of concentration is not even 8 seconds. So I can't be accused of
making golems.
Except in my Gemara Shia, I make golems. But or I get made into a golem. I don't know, but yeah, other than that, no. All right. So that's your claimer. Shem Chesori. Kol Oyd Metzias Or Hashem Nimsas B'Kol Makom. As long as the reality of the light of Hashem is found everywhere, It's not possible to have creatures that are chosid. Shekain who is barach shalem, but call mini shleimus by the chosid over. Because Hashem is totally shalem, so wherever he is, there's shleimus. So as long as Hashem's around, you can't have chesreinim. If Hashem has to get out of the way, so to speak, in order to allow me to live in a world that's chosid, in order that he'll have something to give to. Very, very pashut. With the goal of creating a world where there will be creatures that are lacking good, he hid a bit of his light. Therefore, he created a sort of darkness, a void. Yah was planted the root of the ability to have creatures that are bailei chisorin, they are lacking. But derech oitz nesir shalede hamisteris or Hashem chozak hashbocha v'gilas oirei. And in those gaps where there's now a chisorin, there's creatures that need something, Hashem is able to give back his light of midas toiv, and is therefore megale his light. Megale midas toiv. Is that clear? Just structurally, obviously there's major kashas there, yeah? How does the infinite remove itself, whatever, okay, those are fine, but that's not our subject. It comes out like this. This is a fantastic summary, by the way, of the Derech Hashem, of the Maral, of the Baal HaTanya, of the Nefesh HaChayim. This is a wonderful synthesis and summary of most of the Machshava works that deal with this subject, Derech Hashem particularly. Comes out that you have, on the one hand, you have creatures that are lacking. And on another hand, Hashem created creatures. Yes, they chaser, but they're able to complete their chesroinam by being a kabbal or Hashem. Okay? If you got problem, kashas. Stop. So that comes about daska by the mask that hides or separates the creator from the creation. Ein Rastet world mask by Richard, that's what the slaves are about. The best as well. In order to break the ears, I'm doing that a lot today. Nam shil inyan ze the mistora hamikrini tmunos. What's this? What's hamakrina? Mikrina al mikrina tmunot. I think it means x-rays, no?
Mikrina
is to project. Oh, to project, not krina. Oh, that's radiation. Oh, the mesalta hamikrina tmunos. Oh, the projector that set it is a film. Can bring a marshal from a from the cinema. Oh, that's why the word krina is project, right? Karen also, the root of it is Karen. Yeah, the root of it is Karen. Karen or Moshe Rabbeinu had a Karen or. That's why the Christians put a horn on his head, because Karen is a horn, which is exactly the same root. A horn is also that which projects. Yeah. Okay. As long as the film, what is the film? You have a wall, you have a light, and then you have a film which comes between the light and the wall, and what's on the film projects onto the wall, right? As long as you don't have a film, you just have a bright light shining on the wall. No pictures, it's kind of boring, yeah? When the film hides a part of the light, then you can see pictures on the wall. Whatever it is, houses, trees, buildings falling down, whatever you have, whatever's on the film is now projected onto the wall. How? By hiding the light. Hiding the light via the form is what gives you the picture. This world is really the form that hides the light of Hashem. There's a lot of Hashem. You have the full, which is really the 10 spheres. That's what the 10 spheres are. They're the full, different permutations, and they give a picture, which is what we see.
There is some light, though.
There has to be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it couldn't exist. That, by the way, is the reason why in every bad, even in the worst evil, there has to be some good. Because it couldn't exist without the light of Hashem. There's nothing in the world that doesn't have a spark of some light of Hashem, because it couldn't exist. That's why it has to be that way.
Is that Kashem and Sarah
Murray? On what?
Sarah
Murray. Why is that Kashem and Sarah
Murray? I don't know. I mean, like, it was good enough for Hashem's light to exist in this world, yet it was such a kid
of death. That's because we because we want him to die now while he's still got Schutim rather than die later, the murderer.
Further,
it's called
the child.
Yeah. But I mean, he's hardly, he didn't do anything wrong, really. If you have a look at what he did, there's not one issue in the whole thing that went so much as that. The whole pericope of tomorrow on that subject. So the world, Kach Neitzim Dimois. That's how images get formed. Anoshim v'bruim v'fishanu roim b'einenu v'riyas Hashem kosh bochu. That's what we see in the world. Basically, what we see when you walk around the world is the light of Hashem that has its independent existence as a form, because some of the light of Hashem has been hidden. And that's really what the spheres are. That's also good. The 10 spheres are filters, really. That's what they do. They just filter out the light using different permutations, which gives rise to different realities, which is what that's the whole of Kabbalah, basically. That's good. Huh? That's it? Okay? Who needs the Arizal? Okay. The Erevei Boker. That's the Yesod number one, that the world is a process of Hashem hiding part of his light in order to create a world where there's gaps so that he can fill those gaps and thereby Megale his goodness in the world. Right at the beginning of the creation, Bereshis, last week's parsha, Nikva Yesod ki ein metzias shel gilu teiva velo shiyaktem lo haeder. That you can't have a reality of gilu teiva without first having, I just don't say haeder, it's like a void, like a, I don't know, haeder, hey ayin dalad resh.
The lack,
like a void, a void, I think is the right word, yeah. It's not a darkness. It's a void. Kachu shere shabriya mitchilosov. That is the root of the bria right in the beginning. The kachi metzias habriya b'kol rega. That is the metzias of the bria all the time. Ikron ze mitbateh b'kol hatchumim. This principle expresses itself everywhere. There's nowhere in the world where you won't find this principle. Ein metzias shel tzmichas ilon bli rikva mukdot. You don't have a tree growing until there's first a disintegration of the seed. Shiladriya hamatzmiach es ha'ilon. Kamo kain ha'yom ha'rishon shiladriya matchil be vayyerev. Why does the beginning of the creation start vayyerev? Because first you need vayyerev ra'ol. First you need erev, where there's a hiddenness of the light. V'rak acha kach nema v'yeh boiker. Only afterwards can you have a gilul of the light in the morning. Light starts with the void, with the darkness, and there, from there, the light bursts forth. Zuhu gam metzias Adam akol tchumos, and that is the reality of Adam, because we are part of this metzias, right? Gam koiches hanefesh hatmunim bo, the spiritual koiches that a person has that are hidden within him, any yaitzim el apoyel el aderech metzias shaleder, only comes about, only comes into the world via a process, a reality of void. Call me Chenisnase, Ipa Vachash Pacha Mimaves, or Miss Akona Mukshi Sacheres. The summary is good at the Misa. No. Call me Chenisnase, Ipa Vachash Pacha Mimaves. Person who once had a situation on one side where Mamash felt that he was going to die, the fear of death. Or Miss Akona Mukshi Sacheres, Yodea Kibasha Zu. That moment of abject terror, you know, like when the plane hits an air pocket and your stomach's still at 30,000 feet, but the plane's at 20,000 feet, you know. כי בשעה זו מתגלים בעלם כיחס עצומי, כיחס שמיילים הוא לא חלם שבכדי להגיע להם. Person suddenly finds within himself incredible kichas that he never thought were possible. When Wasserman Zatzal used to use a marshal, he said, an old man. He was talking about drugs actually. It was a fascinating insight into what a Golub Yisrael's tfis on drugs is about. Somebody once asked him, I think I have the shiur still actually. What's drug addiction? What's drugs in the world? So he said, it's picking the locks.
Picking the locks.
The Lifisha Golub who grew up on the Chofetz Chaim's lap. What is that about drugs? It's picking the locks. They said, I'll tell you a marshal. He gave this marshal. And an old 93-year-old walking down Golders Green Avenue, you know, with his walking stick or whatever. You would ask him to bend down, he couldn't. You would ask him to walk a bit faster, he couldn't, right? Suddenly a pit bull terrier that hasn't eaten for 3 days comes screeching out of one of the houses there and starts running towards him, right? What happens? He suddenly starts running. Eh? The terror, the abject terror of death kicks in an adrenaline and he starts running. And he's running and eventually comes to a big wall and whatever the thing's coming from and he leaps over the wall, right? Now he's safe. What happens? He's dead. He's finished. His mum is, he goes to call the ambulance, yeah? He's much worse off than he was before he started running, right? So Rasmussen said, in the world, you see from this, that there's energies that a person has stored away in the bank. Because he may need them one day. Problem is, when you take out the capital, it's depleted. So now he's schwach, he's weak. So that's what happens there. Person has koichas hidden inside of him. That's what he's saying here. That when a situation comes about, a terrorist situation comes about or whatever, he's able to go into the bank and it's an emergency. An emergency, you go to the bank, you draw out your capital. Nobody uses their capital, they live off the interest. But sometimes an emergency, you know, Madoff or whatever, you suddenly have to start using your capital. But then your bank account doesn't look so good anymore, you're very weak. So Rav Wasserman said, that's drugs. Drugs is picking the locks, it's using that energy when you don't need it. That's what he said. That's what he's somewhat because inside, yeah? You're getting spiritual kaychas, valid spiritual kaychas, but you don't need them now. So you're picking the lock, you're taking out of your capital when you're supposed to be living off your interest. That's what he's touched. What is it, huh?
Yeah, but you can be smart. You need your capital to double your interest. You know how to make
it. Yeah, but then you take a loan and then.
That's only when you invest it, not when you use it up. Not when you burn it.
So they said you're using it up.
Your Yetzer Hara. My Yetzer Tov says to your Yetzer Hara that that's what you do.
Okay.
I mean you. I mean
no, no, no. I'm just talking.
In the marshal, yeah. Conceptually. But that's what we say here. Hidden in a person is enormous kaychas. We know that. You think you're capable of this, right? Suddenly a new challenge comes into your life. You say to yourself, wow, look what I was able to overcome. כל מי שנכנס לאי פעם וחש פחד ממוות או מסכנה מוחשית, tell the terrible פחד or from a סכנה אחרת, ודע כי בשעה זו מתגלים באדם כיחס עצומים. Suddenly a person gets a new kick of energy, yeah? כיחס שמעילם הוא לא חולם שבכלל יצא להגיע להם. Person could never have dreamed he could live. Every teenager tell you, get some money, you can live on 3 hours sleep a day with babies crying and whatever, you'll tell is not shaykh, yeah? 18 hours minimum, I can't function. And suddenly he has his first child, and he suddenly realizes it's not so hard to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's dark in the dark moments that the power that we have inside of us is revealed. And that's what takes it, it's from koyach, from potential into actualization. It's the going chat. It says we're saying hello. Oidechol ki ani sani vatehi li lishua. I thank you because you were ani sani. So the old school translated is because you answered me. I thank you Hashem because you answered me. Vatehi li lishua. That was my Yeshua. It says the going. That's not chat. That ain't it. Not chat. That's another chat. No. That is a double chat in the word. Oidechol ki ani sani is that you answered me. But then the going has a different chat. The going says oidechol ki ani sani. I thank you because you afflicted me.
Yeah.
But Yeshua, that was my Yeshua, because it was through the darkness that I was able to magala what I was young for.
Oh.
So it says, Zerashal Hashem Tzadikim Yavovoy. It says, this is the gate to Hashem, let the Tzadikim enter. Then it just says, Oilechok Yanisani. What's Oilechok Yanisani? The Shah to Hashem. is because when you have a nisoyin, when you have a matzah, and you realize that it came from Hashem, and you thank Hashem for that matzah because you realize that that was Magala the Lach, that's the shah to Hashem. Lach ha'gdom azu, after we've had this introduction, we can taste a little bit, we can try and understand, it's a tshuva oides ha'yesurim v'tafkida. We can now start beginning to get a little taste as to why we have the thing called yesurim in the world and what their purpose is. The goal of the suffering is to create a place of void, of darkness. The void, the cholol, the space in which a person is able to reveal what? Himself. As long as the world's trekking along nice and cool and everything's fine, despite the fact you would be worried that he doesn't have a chaylok in an amaba, the Gemara says, but Eina Adam Musuga Lagolis is Koiches Anefesh Hatmunim Vatsurim Boy. A person is never able to flex his muscles, not able to show what's hiding in him. Rak Ben Tzut Ha'eda Vagot Ha'yisurim Yizgalim Koiches Nafshoi Shal Adam Vavoykim Achutzet. Only via the darkness, via the void, and the facing challenges in Yisurim, that a person is able to reveal the koiches that he has within him and to bring them out. Okay, Ad Khan.
Exactly.